Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Susan Retz, and she works at Complimentary Care, and they've been helping us with get vendors and so on for produce in the park. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, LaVon. Glad to be here with
you. Well, great. It's been pretty exciting to see what's happening at Produce in the Park.
Yes, we've really been having a great time seeing the vendors grow and the crowds grow out here. So with the weather cooperating, as of course it is going to today, we should have a really great pre-4th event tonight.
It should be. And, you know, I had several people ask me, well, now are you going to do it on the 3rd? And I'm thinking, well, there may be some people who are getting ready for their picnics and so on that would just love to come and get either some baked goods or some fresh produce to take with them.
Well, that's right, and we have several of our vendors are actually going to have some special July 4th Independence Day produce and some products there. So
okay.
I know we're going to have the traditional apple pies. What could be more American than that? We'll have, you know, all those great greens and things that make the delicious salads to go with the burgers and hot dogs and whatever else you're grilling. And I'm even going to have a vendor who has some special gift baskets
for
the holiday. They're 4th of July themed baskets that have breads and jams that will be guaranteed to get you invited to the next cookout.
You know, and this is kind of one of the exciting things here about this produce in the park is that vendors are creative. I mean, they want you, of course, to buy their produce, but it's just so nice to be able to do that. We get to benefit as well as they get to benefit.
We do. And you know, I think there's just something really wonderful about being able to buy your food directly from the person who grew it for you.
Get to know the face of the farmer, they kind of say.
Exactly. And there's so many great people that are selling that it's just kind of fun to go around and talk to everybody, too. And, you know, it's not just food, either. We've got several vendors who are selling things other than food. I know we have a gal from over by Oakland, Sue's Country Garden. She sells all types of bedding plants and flowers and things, and she was doing very well at our.
Yeah, they were beautiful last week.
Gorgeous.
So, yes.
So, you know, there's that type of thing. I know we've had people who have some crafts who are out there. I mean, if you want a rug for your floor or a picture frame, all different types of things are available.
And again, those may change from week to week, but we have some folks who plan to be present every week. And let's kind of run down the list. I think it would be okay to kind of give their name, and maybe if you have some idea about what they are selling, it would be good too.
Okay. Well, I happen to have a list conveniently in front of me here, and we're in alphabetical order. So I'll start with the Atlantic News Telegraph. They are going to be, you know, here at the site for us, and they're actually got some special subscriptions going on. They've got some sweepstakes events happening.
Mm-hmm. So signing up for a grill, I think.
Oh, well, how perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yes.
I've got the Chamber of Commerce will be there, along with the Cass County Local Foods Policy. Bridgewater Farm, Dale Rash from Bridgewater will be there with his CSA produce and probably some greens and whatever else is in season right now for everybody. Cass Incorporated, they had some lovely new potatoes last week. I'm assuming they'll still have some of those as well.
Yes, I'm guessing they planted quite a few. And I have to say, you know, they actually ran out last week, but you know what they did? They just went and dug some more. I mean, how fresh and local could that be?
You can't get any fresher than that. I know Carrie Salazar from here at Complimentary Care, she had some delicious greens there last week, several kinds of lettuce as well as kale. We had the Knights of Columbus making some bratwurst that were selling like hotcakes last week.
Bratwurst like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Okay, Susan.
I know. We had Carl Glansman from Nishnabotna Naturals will be there this week, and he will be bringing pies, some mixed greens, special. He will have the special gift baskets for the 4th. And we might note that the mixed greens that we will be getting from Carl are the same ones that all the upscale restaurants in Omaha, several of them, purchase from Carl. So you are getting top quality greens with all of our producers. And his mix just happens to be some that the restaurants are carrying.
Interesting besides, to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Besides that, we've got some great breads and bakers. Our daily bread from Griswold will be there. They had some delicious-looking sweet rolls last week. Rolling Acres Farm, Denise O'Brien had, I believe she had some carrots, cilantro. She had kohlrabi, which I did not see carried by any of the other vendors last week.
And there may be more vendors who have them, but I know she's going to have beets this week.
Oh, yummy. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for my beets.
Okay.
So we'll be all over those. Sue's Country Garden with her bedding plants and flowers. We will also be seeing Ed and Rachel Martin with their delicious home-baked goodies. And Hunter Berry Farm will be new this week.
Okay.
Karen Hunter has some delicious berries, and I believe I heard she would possibly be bringing raspberry pie.
And, of course, Rachel also has pie as well as other baked goods. So, you know, talking about going somewhere for the 4th, you have lots of choices of things that you could pick up and take easily with you and look what I brought kind of thing. You'd be a champion.
Well, I know you're a good cook, LaVon, but I think probably most of the places that I'm going would prefer a pie from one of our vendors as compared
yes.
to one that I cooked.
I would really appreciate it. So just this great variety. Is that the list of vendors? Did
yeah.
we get to the bottom? Okay. And so then we also need to add that you can come and get your meal. Hy-Vee will be there grilling hamburgers. I'm not sure what else, but they'll have several things there for you to buy. And also we'll have our music man back again, and maybe two of them, but we know for sure one of them is coming. We'll be entertaining. And we've got Laura Canning is going to be having some kids' activities, and we've got the cornhole or baggy game again for kids, and we'll have that set up sort of by the food, so maybe kids get tired of sitting and they're done eating, they can go and play. So those are kind of additional things, and of course those items are free, the kids' activities, and we'll probably have some recipes to hand out. And talking about recipes, I guess, Susan, one of the other things about being there buying from the producer is, if you have a question about kohlrabi, about kale, about whatever you're buying, saying, well, I've never used this before, this would be the person to ask.
Perfect, yeah.
Yes, they have all that information. So,
and we've got that other great component going that we're interacting with our businesses,
yes.
too.
Yes, the coupons.
The coupons.
Yes.
Those were very popular from both directions.
Okay.
And I guess to explain to your listeners, LaVon, a little bit about what is going on, at Produce of the Park, our vendors are passing out coupons to a number of the businesses here in Atlantic.
13 of them that are open on Thursday night.
On Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And the coupons are good from
Thursday to Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So because if you come to the produce in the park and it's, say, 5:30, 6:30, you go, well, I don't have time to get downtown before they close. Well, that's okay. You can use it Friday or Saturday also.
And there, it's a great coupon.
Yes.
$5 off any purchase of $10 or
right.
more.
And the thing is, some people did not understand. They thought you had to get a coupon for each store. No. You use your coupon, they give it back to you, you can go to the next store. So if you wanted to, you could go to all 13 stores on one coupon.
So one coupon is worth, what, 13 times $5?
Yeah, if you went, yeah, exactly.
I don't have the math there, but it's over $50,
yes.
I can tell you that.
That's right. And then, of course, right now, hopefully you're going to those stores and picking up your coupons for $1 off on the produce. That's kind of the other way. And those should be in those 13 stores right now. And if you haven't been to those stores, you can still go and get your coupons. So when you come to any vendor, you can get $1 off of your produce, not other items, but your fresh produce. So it's working great.
Well, that's great. That's good incentive both ways. So I'm excited. I'm ready to go buy produce right now, LaVon.
Oh, yes. Makes our mouth water, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes.
We want to thank you so much, Susan Retz, for visiting with us about Produce in the Park, which I'm not sure we've said is every Thursday night. It's tonight, 5 to 7, Atlantic City Park. And in the future, we'll talk about there are some other farmers markets where you can get produce also. But Thursday night, Produce in the Park, 5 to 7 p.m. So show up and get goodies.
Great. Everybody be there. It's
That's
a great
right.
time.
That's right. So until next time, just remember, support your community, support your economy, buy fresh, buy local.